everyone, and welcome to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening to this podcast, where we would be discussing topics on self-help and help to others, where we would try and see how to make our life more at ease by deploying very simple and ancient techniques. We would be discussing topics that we see daily in a different perspective, which would help us with our health mentally and will for sure leave us more energetic if those methods are applied appropriately. So today I'll be talking about a topic, the absence of which causes almost all the problems in this world. It causes depression, it causes anxiety, it causes wars, it causes addiction substance abuse, it causes violence. Almost all the emotions are linked to this particular a feeling, a drive, an emotion, love. Today I'll be speaking to you a little bit about love. Now, we all have loved at least one person in our lives. The moment we are born, we are automatically in love with our mothers or our caretakers, a girlfriend or a boyfriend. We all have experienced that deep connection with them, something that is more powerful than any other emotion, something that you can feel it in the gut. It's an amazing feeling, isn't it? To love someone so much, to feel an intense emotional bond. Did you know, though, that love is not an emotion? A world-renowned anthropologist and an expert on romantic love, Helen Fisher, said that love is more than an emotion. She goes on saying it's a drive. It comes from the motor of the mind, the wanting part of the mind, the craving part, the kind of part of the mind when you're reaching out for that piece of chocolate or when you want to win that promotion at work. Now, according to neuroscientists, it's the most studied and least understood of human behaviors. We as humans choose whether or not to love someone. Just like hate, we choose whether or not to hate someone. There are different types of love, right? You can love the people in your life, love your friends, because they respect you, they treat you the way you should be treated. Love your family. Now, love comes from a place of gratitude. If you're grateful for the things that you have in life, for people that you have in life, you start to love people or things around you because you're not taking anyone or anything for granted. Now, I agree, it's not one person's job. It's all of our responsibility to spread love. Now, Martin Luther King once said, "We have before us the glorious opportunity to inject a new dimension of love into the veins of our civilization." But at the same time, don't be so generous. Be a little bit selfish. Now, when you start loving, eventually you'll start being happy and content in your life. This helps in your health. Your stresses vanish. Be selfish. We are not born with hatred. We are born with love as a primal instinct. But while we are growing up, we start picking up dust, covering us with greed, selfishness, hatred, prejudices. We get busy in our everyday lives and forget to be good. We are not naturally bad. We do it mostly instinctively. We see someone cut us on the road and we go apeshit crazy and hurl abuses. Now, if we practice the acts of love every day, every time that we possibly can, eventually what happens is the dust-covered mindsets of ours start to clear up and we see the world around us as is. We start to become more cognizant of our surroundings. We see the beauty in the nature's gifts. The same people who we used to dislike or hate, they start to sound tolerable, or at the very least, you become indifferent to their existence, making you calm. The very behavior of the person cutting us in the traffic, irritating us or fuming us, you will start to notice that you're letting go. The rush to teach a lesson reduces and let go takes over. That's the power of regimented practice of love. We get hugely benefited by this. It reduces BP, our tensions, and thereby improving our health. And guess who else gets benefited? The one on the receiving end of it. The person who has received your kindness or love will not want to keep it with himself or herself. That person is happy that someone put a smile on their face. They are happy, and so they are going to be good with others. And so on and so forth. It's a deadly but a benefiting chain reaction. Now, love is of different forms, as we talked earlier. It's not necessarily romantic love. Love between friends, family, brothers. Now, when it comes to romantic love, we cannot choose who we fall in love with. It is natural and most out of our control feeling or a drive or an emotion. So, when we as humans have no control over this drive, then why is there so much of hate in the name of love? People hate same-sex couples. Boys and girls are killed in the name of honor killing by the parents for being from lower castes, other religions, or different identities. There are no scientific proofs that these are against the order of nature. And no love is less, whether it is same-sex love, love between transgenders, love between upper and lower castes, different religions. It's love. It's same for everyone. Let's not ridicule or belittle one form of love and hold up the other. Now, I read this beautiful story online about this amazing soul that I'm going to share with you. This lady called Sindhutai Sapkal from Maharashtra, known as the mother of orphans. Now, she was hated right from her birth. She was an unwanted child, was forced to marry at a very young age of 10 to a man about 20 years elder to her. Married life was even tougher. Beaten to near-death condition by her husband while she was 9 months pregnant, she was left to die one day. Now, she delivered the baby and sought to begging to feed herself and the daughter. She noticed a lot of kids being abandoned by parents and took an oath to be the mother to every child that comes to her as an orphan. Despite being homeless and broke, she went on to saving so many kids who now have become engineers, doctors, and many run their own orphanages. Such is the power of act of love. It transcends into something beautiful, and it is almost impossible to keep that love to oneself after receiving it. Eventually, it gets passed on. An old man of about 80 years once came to her shelter in a very sick condition. She immediately recognized him and told him that she was willing to take him in only if he came in as her son. He was Sindhutai's husband, who left her to die about 5 to 6 decades ago. As Aesop said, a famous Greek storyteller, no act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted. It is more important in today's day and age to love and spread love. It is even more important to be strategic about it. The haters, the warmongers, the war wagers are ever so practicable and strategic in their plans. It needs equal amounts of strategy and planning to spread love. There will always be a way, a reason, an excuse to hating or disliking someone. We project our insecurities, our shortcomings onto others, and that's generally the root cause to dislike someone or hate someone. But we need to work together in order to create a safe space for everyone. Love and spread love. Take care. Thank you so much for taking time out and listening through the entire podcast. Now, if you have any suggestions or feedback, please go to my Twitter account or any social media account, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and please put in your suggestions. I shall be looking forward to it. If there is any topic that you would want me to talk on, if there is anything that you want me to say, please leave it in the comment section, and I shall definitely try and use that and bring that topic up in this podcast series. Thanks once again, and have a great day.